This is the explanation and guided meditation for the technique called Do Nothing. Now, as the name implies, there is very little effort involved in doing nothing. But it is a technique. There are two parts. The instructions are quite simple. One, you let whatever happens happen. Two, whenever you're aware of an intention to control your attention, drop that intention. All right, now let me just explain what this means and what this doesn't mean. So this is saying to let go. Make no effort. No need to drive, let go of the wheel. And if you notice that at any moment you are deliberately directing your awareness either to focus on something, to be concentrated, or pulling your awareness away from something deliberately, if you notice that intention to do that, drop that intention. Let go of the intention. Now, what this is not saying is to hunt for, vigilantly look out for any intention that may arise. It would be if you happen to notice that you have an intention. If you don't notice you have an intention, then there's nothing to drop. If you attempt to drop your intention, you find yourself directing your awareness and you try to stop doing that. You try to drop the intention and you can't. Then it's not voluntary, so it does not fulfill our requirement for an intention, which is a deliberate act of placing your awareness. If you can't control it, it's not your intention. So if you're drawn to a particular thought or sound or emotion or body sensation, but you're not directing your awareness, that's just what happens. The number one instruction is let whatever happens happen. So, just to repeat, sometimes your attention may be drawn to an experience spontaneously without control. The experience just happens. At other times, you may find yourself intentionally controlling the direction or content of your experience, trying to keep it on a certain thing or pull it away from some other thing. If you notice that intention to keep it or pull it away, let it go. Sometimes a thought just happens. Other times you deliberately, intentionally think about something. And this isn't about whether you're thinking or not. It's about if you're trying to control, to deliberately, intentionally direct your thoughts or your awareness, where your attention goes in your sensory field. So, for do nothing practice, let whatever happens happen. Whenever you're aware of an intention to control your attention, drop that intention. So if you notice that you are intentionally directing your awareness, drop that intention. It doesn't mean that your attention will then shift. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But you're not driving. Let go of the wheel. So you never have to drop the experience, the thought, the sensation, just drop the intention to direct awareness within, toward, or away from that experience. And you only have to drop the intention when you are aware you have one, which may or may not be often. And again, it is not about monitoring in every moment if you have an intention or not. That is way too much effort. Let whatever happens happen. Whenever you're aware of an intention to control your attention, drop that intention. Let it go. If you're not aware of an intention, then there's nothing to drop. And drop doesn't mean get rid of. Again, that's just too much effort. If you noticed an intention and you dropped it, the intention might immediately reappear over and over. That's perfectly fine. And again, an intention is voluntary. If you can't drop it, then don't. You're only asked to drop what is voluntary, not what is just happening to you. As you can see, anyone can do the do-nothing technique perfectly. Its goals are extremely modest. Of course, doing the technique perfectly doesn't mean that your experience will be pleasant or restful. It's quite possible, maybe likely, that a perfect period of do-nothing practice may be exactly the same as your mind wandering all over the place, flitting from one thing to another. And it's totally possible that your mind may just rest, or some combination of those two. So there's no experience that needs to happen and do nothing. Any experience is fine. It's about giving up control of your awareness. Let whatever happens happen. And if you become aware of an intention to control your attention, drop that intention, let it go. Just hang out. Do nothing. No need to control what happens. No efforting. It is ultimately the easiest technique. It involves making no effort. Do nothing. So if at some point you realize that you want to stay focused or settled, and you're trying to make that happen, that's an intention. Let that go. Maybe you'll be focused and settled. Maybe something else happens. It's about letting go of control. You may at some point realize you want to stay in a good state or get out of a bad state. And you're trying to make that happen. That's an intention. Let that go. And maybe you'll stay in a good state. Maybe a bad state will come or go. Let whatever happens happen. Let go of the wheel do nothing. You may drop into an accepting, settled, focused state. Great. If you notice that you're trying to maintain that, let go of that control. Let whatever happens, happen. Do nothing. You may get confused or dissociated. Let go of any need to do something about that. You may want to make sense of things that arise. Let go of any intention to do so. And remember, if you can't drop an intention, then it's not really voluntary. So by our definition, you don't need to drop it. Let whatever happens, happen. Do nothing. And remember, dropping something doesn't require any struggle. You just let go of the wheel. If you have to struggle to drop it, then you don't need to drop it. You're just letting go of what's voluntary. It's an interesting exercise. Let whatever happens, happen. And if you notice you're trying to control your experience, your thoughts, your awareness, let that go. Do nothing. You may find this to be centering. Good. It's a sign you're doing it right. You may find this to be decentering. Good. That's a sign you're doing it right. In other words, your experience can run the gamut from peaceful and settled to a frantic mind. And the exercise is about not trying to control whatever arises. Letting go of the wheel. Let whatever happens, happen. Do nothing. We're rarely asked to do nothing. It Take advantage of this opportunity. Do nothing. Let whatever happens, happen. No need to control your experience. That's way too much effort. It's easier than that. Just do nothing. Let go of the wheel. No need to control. Whatever happens is fine. Do nothing. Good. Now from this period of practicing, do nothing. You may feel centered, relaxed. You may not. Whatever you're feeling at this moment, from doing this period of do nothing, see if you can have acceptance with whatever you're feeling, whatever's happening. Good work.